Good morning. Any idea what today is? Pentecost. What does Pentecost mean? Fire, kind of. Pentagram. Pentas five. 50 days. 50 days. Pentecost is 50 days. It's a celebration that we actually share with our Jewish brothers and sisters. They have a Pentecost as well. So in the reading for today, some fun stuff happens. If church was like it was in Pentecost Sunday, it'd be awesome. Do you remember what happened in the reading? Were you listening? Were you sleeping? It doesn't matter. The disciples came out and they began to speak, but guess, and all of a sudden, do you remember what happened? A giant wind came. I thought I had I have a like a leaf blower. I was gonna so bring the leaf blower, but it's missing in action. That would have been wind. Your wind. So the wind blew down on top of everything. That's the wind came. It was the Spirit that came down, and it was the Spirit of the Lord. And then something else happened. You probably don't remember that either. Tongues of fire hung over the heads of the disciples. You, my friend, are fire. So we'll tell the story again. And all the disciples were gathered together and they began to speak to the crowd. And suddenly a mighty wind came. Woo! And the Spirit of the Lord blew down upon them. And then there was fire upon their heads. And then there was fire upon their heads that was not sewn funnily together. You are the calmest fire I have ever met. We're talking fire! Very good. Man, if church was like that every Sunday, leaf blowers going, people walking around with torches, and everyone heard God's word. That's really all the pyrotechnics and the fun really isn't the point. The real point is that on that day, God reminded you that you have God's Spirit. You have God's Spirit in every moment of your life. We don't always feel the wind or see the fire or all the fun pyrotechnic stuff. I mean, Cecil B. DeMille could have had a great time. He was with Pentecost, never did a Pentecost movie. I don't know why. But we don't need all that. Because the Holy Spirit's been given to you. It's in you. You are a holy people, you two. You two have been given God's gift of love and peace in every day. And so I give you God's word today. That the Holy Spirit has come to you and lives in you every day. Thanks. Thanks for helping me with the great show. And next week, we'll remember to bring the leaf blower and the blowtorch. Let's sing one more verse. Verse 3.